back to Matt Flynn, director. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. Enjoyed that exchange with Gary of Sussex and a Republican's view, his view, on the Michaels-Clayfish race. Whatever the reasons were for people voting who they voted for, the fact is that Michaels is the nominee, and the issue is joined, and the Democrats are solidly behind Tony Evers. As a matter of fact, so are a majority of independents, and I think a lot of very reasonable Republicans. But I want to talk about a couple of other races, because some of them have implications for the future. I want to talk about state treasurer. Now, state treasurer had several candidates who were really not well known. And early on, the one that got the most mention was Jillian Bettino, a medical doctor, physician from the Wausau area. She had run for Senate, and I think she realized when she saw who else was in it and the amount of money being spent, and the fact that Sarah Godlewski had left the race and opened up the treasurer position, she ran for treasurer. And I saw some ads for her, and she looked quite competent. There's a fellow on the ticket named Aaron Richardson. And I don't think anybody, certainly in Milwaukee, knew much about him, maybe rest of the state. Turns out he's the mayor of Fitchburg, and he is very well regarded in Dane County. And he had the support of his fellow mayors, and Oregon's mayor, for instance, Steve Parisi, county executive of Dane County and all that. And, you know, when you have somebody running who has a base, political base, even if it's concentrated in one area, although it is the probably the second largest metro area in the state after Milwaukee. And then somebody like Jillian Bettino, who is a very quality person and a medical doctor with no political background, Aaron Richardson won. On the Republican side, John Lieber won. And I don't know much about him. So the reason I'm raising this race is that, quite frankly, these kinds of positions are grooming positions for statewide office. In other words, if you are, say, the attorney general, lieutenant governor, treasurer, secretary of state, that kind of thing, you are a plausible statewide candidate in the future. So keep your eye on Aaron Richardson. I don't know beans about the guy, but I Googled him. I looked him up. I liked what I saw. I liked what he talked about housing and so on, and his civic activities in Dane County. So welcome Aaron Richardson as our candidate for treasurer. Secretary of State, I thought, was a foregone conclusion. Of course, Doug La Follette won with more than 60% of the vote. Doug has been in a long time. He is related to, but not directly, more of a cousin to the famous La Follette family in Wisconsin. He's from Iowa, a degree in chemistry. Smart guy, I know him well, we're friends. And he's solid. He's a good guy. And running against him was a person who was the chairwoman of the Dane County Democratic Party. And that, I think, was an insufficient platform to do it. And so Doug La Follette, and I think that's a very strong candidate and a strong name on the ballot for us. So I was very, very glad to see that. Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez, very solid, a nurse, has a career in healthcare. Be a solid lieutenant governor candidate. Peng He ran against her. He apparently, from everything I've heard, is very highly regarded, a leader in the Hmong community in Madison, and I would urge him to stay involved in politics. But Sarah Rodriguez will be the lieutenant governor candidate. The really amazing race to me, Robin Voss against Adam Steen. Now, Robin Voss is the speaker only because it's a gerrymandered legislature. And he wins his seat against Democrats because it's gerrymandered. And I have said, and I think this is the case, that that's an illegitimate legislature. When you get a party like the Democratic Party gets half or more of the vote and gets one third of the assembly seats, that's not democracy. That's not democracy. And Republican justices have put up with it. And the judiciary, quite frankly, has been part of this subversion of our democracy, with a few highlights. the other way. Brian Hagedorn, I've said this before, Republican, cast deciding votes to support our democracy. And that's extremely important in Wisconsin. But it's not true in the U.S. Supreme Court. Simply not true. So, what happened? Well, Adam Steen ran against Robin Voss. Adam Steen had absolutely no business running, much less being in the legislature. He was Trump to the max. Just repeated the old fraud in the election lies, was stolen, that kind of thing. Absolutely nothing to offer. Until Trump came in Friday before the election and had him speak at a rally and endorsed him. And the guy who has the most egg on his face, of course, is Mike Gableman, whom Robin Voss paid $11,000 a month and another $20,000 a month. That would be 20 large for staff that he didn't identify at first, squirreled away in a secret office in Brookfield, Wisconsin. Went to the New Berlin Public Library because he didn't know anything about elections, he said, and used a public non-secure computer to simply brush up on elections, getting $11,000 a month and a staff of 20. Maybe the staff could have told him about elections. He's run up over $1 million that you've paid for, I've paid for. Robin Voss is responsible for this because he did it to bribe Trump. So I have absolutely no sympathy for Robin Voss. He should not be in the legislature. Adam Steen tried to run against him from the right. It almost worked. Voss won 51-48 by about 2.5 points against a non-entity with no name recognition, who wasn't qualified to be in the legislature. How did that happen? Well, the Mount Pleasant area, Burlington, that whole area down there, Racine County, where Voss represents, where he's from, is as gerrymandered and conservative and rigid as anywhere in the state. If you had fair maps, if it was a 50-50 district, Voss wouldn't even get nominated. But the problem with gerrymander is that you have extremists in both parties get nominated, and the only way they can win an election is to get nominated, and the only way that can happen and they win a primary is if they just explore the absolute fringe of their party. Then when they get in the legislature, sometimes they try to tack more to the center, doesn't work, and we have a dysfunctional government all because of that. So early on, it looked like Adam Steen was going to win. Adam Steen was ahead of Voss by a point. I mean, how is this possible? You could pick a guy out of a phone book. You could open a phone book, which they don't exist anymore, but some people keep them for nostalgic purposes. Close your eyes, put a pencil, and just stick it under the page, and then look and see what name you hit. Whoever you picked would have been more competent than Adam Steen. Whoever you picked would have been more competent than Adam Steen. But Adam Steen was leading the race, and at the very end, he fell by about 2.5 points. The incumbent Speaker of the House, who would charge taxpayers more than $1 million to defend a lie, a fraud investigation that everybody had said didn't exist, because there had been several recounts. In fact, there had been hand recounts, and Trump paid for yet another recount mysteriously only in Milwaukee, Dane, and Brown County. He said, well, everything else is fine, using the same rules, but somehow Milwaukee, Dane, Green Bay was not fine because he doesn't like Milwaukee, Dane, and Green Bay because they're urban, because they have diverse populations, and there was no fraud. I take it back. There were a few instances of Republicans who owned two houses, house in the city and, say, a cabin up north, and they voted in both places, and they got prosecuted. There's one instance, Democrat, of a woman who lived with her mom. Mom died after the ballot came in. Woman filled it out because she knew what her mom wanted and put it in. You can't do that, but that wasn't intentional fraud, although it is technically voting fraud. But more importantly, Joe Biden won by 20,000 votes, more than 20,000 votes. That was only one. So Robin Voss snuck through. I think his days are numbered as Speaker. I can't see them voting for him as Speaker again. And we have to stand by and see who it is that they put in instead. Going to a break. The lines are open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
This is my home. This is where I